Happy Wednesday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex from the ultimate remote location. What you just saw was the 8 Market bus. That was the bus I considered taking for this journey, but I decided to walk. I'm a morning person today. It's 9 a.m.-ish Eastern time, which translates to 6 a.m. Pacific time. I used to be a morning person. I used to be the guy at work in my chair at 6 a.m. and I loved it. Schedule got changed around. So now I'm used to staying up till 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, starting work at 12 p.m., working till 8 p.m. No complaints there, no complaints. But today is zoo day. Today, me and granddaughter are going to the zoo. I'm taking her to the zoo. I was talking with my daughter, and I was like, oh, you got these days off. We should do something. We should do something. What can we do? And I think she came up with the idea of the zoo. And I was like, okay. And at first I was like, yeah, we all can go. Let's all go. You know, me, grandmother, Jeffrey, everybody, just go. I was like, yeah. I was even thinking about renting a van. We all just pile in and ride up there. And then the idea came up that, oh, we could take two cars. You know, I drive one, and my daughter drives the other one. Then I thought, wait, if we do that, that means I'm going to have to ride with the old people for 2 hours. And granddaughter going to be in the other car. And that's going to defeat the whole purpose of this trip. I was like, no, that's too much time to be separated from granddaughter. And then I thought about it, let alone the distraction of having everybody there. And then it got selfish, and I was like, I want one-on-one time. And then it got really ego narcissistic or whatever, when I was like, I want to be the one to take it to the zoo. I want to be the one to blow her mind like that. And I want to be the one, put in the car, go that far, and show her things that she's never seen before. One-on-one. There's two or three reasons for that. The one that comes to mind, I think I just forgot the first one, was that she acts differently when her mother and stuff aren't around. She acts very differently when her mother and stuff ain't around. When it's just me and her, it's a different vibe. The other thing was, did I think about this whole thing? You know, I want to be the one to, you know, take it that far and show her things and, you know, be that person. You know, I do want the one-on-one time. You know, I'm not, they're with her daily, every day. They do the grind every day. You know, they're the ones who are instilled in her, who are just a part of her. And the reason she acts differently around them is because she's so comfortable with them. They're just like, there's no distinction between who they are and who she is in her mind. It's just like one big thing, you know. And I'm lucky or unlucky enough to be at that edge to where I still, I don't want to use the word fear, but, you know, there's still a little bit of apprehension. You know, we cool and everything, you know, she'll do, you know. But if I give her that look, she'll still stop, you know. And it's just so, and I want to keep that, to be honest with you. But, so with me and her, it's like a totally different vibe. It's like when I took my sister's daughter, they don't cry. I guess I just train them or whatever not to cry when you're around me. It just it's just not part of it. You know, they just don't cry. And it's like they use crying as a form of communication with, you know, her mother and grandmother, the people she closest with. You know, and that's, you know, they got that thing in her heart. I'll never be able to touch that. Don't necessarily want to. And that's not a put down. You know, they put in the work. They're there day to day. Like I tell her, they love her too much. So, and I get to take her. And we'll go. And, you know, knock wood across fingers. I don't want to brag or anything or, you know, jinx it, but there'll probably be no crying. The worst I'll get is an end and a point. You know, there won't be any tantrums. But like I said, I also wanted to be the one to take her and show her things and take her that far and go to those places. And also, I'm kind of proud of the fact, and I'm very aware that those people I just talked about, her mother and her grandmother, allow me to take their most precious beam of light, the reason for their universe, so far away. I remember the first time they let me take her across state lines over to Farrell. I was nervous, yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I mean, I wasn't overwhelmed or anything. But I was nervous, and I'm not used to being nervous. I had cargo. I had precious cargo. So now we're going to jump in the car and drive 60 miles away, which may or may not be far for her. You know, everything is localized here. So we're going to go someplace. You know, I wanted to be the one to show her Santa Monica Pier before she could even do anything. The only thing, at least she could see the lights on the Ferris wheel at night. And I took her into the arcade, and her eyes were just, that's who I want to be. That's who I want to be. People be blowing when they be seeing me recording. That's who I want to be. You know, I want to spark that synapse to trigger early in her brain, even if she may or may not be capable of using it and understand it. I want that circuit tripped. And they keep growing it like that. We keep, you know, keep her open to big things and different things. Cause she ain't afraid of nothing, that's for sure. She ain't afraid of too much, so we'll see at the zoo. I'm almost looking forward to that too. Cause I'll tell you again, I like when them kids get that look on their face. I like it when they get scared. That means I pushed them to that, you know? And I'm like, no, come on, look. Here we got it, look. See? Yeah, see? And they get used to, like, when I was using the drill to put together her climbing thing, I got her. Because she liked to climb, so I got her this wooden, actually, like, climbing thing. It's like it looked kind of dangerous, actually. I mean, it's not easy. You know, but, you know, she takes to it still every now and then. Now she walk up it backwards, and she climbed over it. Come and say she actually climbed over the pyramid-shaped fold. So she does stuff with it. I wanted to be that. That's who I want to be. Showing her cameras yesterday. I was showing her how to, we're not showing her, we were like shooting video. I showed her cameras. I put her on TV, on the TV, and showed her where the cameras were. she's starting to get what she's been getting to the point where it's, you know, she don't grab and slap so much anymore. She knows how to maneuver things and, quote unquote, be gentle and not just, you know, slap and grab and that. So she actually started to touch stuff and maneuver it and manipulate it. Seems like she know what the camera is too. But anyways, we'll be going. And so right now, I pick up the rental car at 10. I go back home, shower, dress, hopefully get out by 11 or so. It takes an hour and a half to get to the zoo. And it closes at 5. So, you know, I hope I like to be grotesquely early. But getting up at 9 a.m. was pushing it. Considering I couldn't go to sleep. I had to get up and eat some oatmeal cookies and marshmallows. Because I kind of dozed off, then I woke up. And once you wake up, it's like, oh boy. So I got a little something in my stomach. And hopefully I got back to sleep. I did, I think. I don't know what time it was, probably 3 or whatever. So I probably got 5 hours, maybe. I probably got 5.5 hours, which should be good. Because I'm running on adrenaline now. And now I'm walking 2.9 miles or so to the rental car place to pick it up, and I'll drive back. And I started this video off kind of trying to show you the 8 Market bus. I considered taking the bus instead of saving my energy walking. But because I be eating those oatmeal cookies and marshmallows and those 2 ham sandwiches and potato chips after work, I gotta keep getting it in. Cause I'm eating back here. I gotta keep getting it in. Cause I am eating back here. And I'm fighting my weight. It was up to 204 the other night. That was an anomaly weight, an outlier. But as I always say, a definite indication of trend and a warning to let me know. So I got to keep getting my 10,000 steps in. Sunday, I was beat. Slept all day. I was just beat. But I woke up about 9:30. Forced myself to get them 10,000 steps in. If nothing, just to keep the streak going. Cause I did it on the glider. I can spit now. My teeth are better, my lip is better, I can spit. The glider in the basement and walking in circles in the basement, I got my 10,000 in before midnight. And of course stayed up till 3-4 in the morning. But to keep the streak going, at least keep the streak going. It may have helped calorie-wise, too. It probably helped me physiologically, or whatever, psychologically, physiologically. It probably helped my metabolism to keep it going. You know, I think about that, too. So, here I am, coming through the corner, Market Street, 224. Which is usually my halfway point where I turn around and walk back home every day. Before work, my usual route, I don't even have to put the timer on. I just walk from Kimmy's house to 224, turn around and walk back. Then, of course, I walk my 15 minutes. Doing work, my 15-minute breaks, and my 30-minute lunch. I'm just not used to sitting doing nothing. I'm really not used to sitting doing anything. I don't like it, in fact. In fact, yesterday I had dev time, development time. It's an hour. And between you and me, I really don't have to do nothing during that time. And I don't like it. I don't like it. I like having that time filled with something to do. Here we are, 224. In market. Doing what we do. People not used to seeing people doing this. And I know, I get it, I understand. I completely get it. Small town, especially a black man, especially a in shape looking black man. Why we don't see too many people who, you know, in my weight class, my height and weight class here. Because let's face it, they, you know, winter times and the food back here get to you. The weight piles up. It piles up, so. It's a different lifestyle. This ain't California, that's for sure. It's a different lifestyle. This ain't California. So that's why I wanted to get my walk up here. Because, you know, even at the zoo, we're going to be walking and stuff. But I don't know how many steps I'm going to get in. And this is just a good way to wake up. This is a good way to wake up. Get the metabolism going. You know, work off some of that nervous energy. Just to get out there and just to, you know, get it going. Just to get it going. And I already have some steps knocked out. Have that, you know, under my belt. So when I do, hey, don't I get to go? Hell, I'm going. I ain't waiting. I don't care. They can run me over. They can just run me over. That's just the way it's going to have to be. I didn't get no green light. So I'm taking matters into my own hands. Still didn't turn. I hit the button twice. But anyhow, here we are in Boardman, Ohio. Boardman used to be not bougie, but for the white people, that's the way we always looked at it. And I wouldn't say rich. It is kind of rich. Richness wasn't the thing. It was just where the, you know, we come out here where the white people were. They built the mall. You know, we come to the mall. And back here, when we say white people, black people, regardless of how we may feel about it, it's so commonplace that we don't really mean anything by it. Even though we cut distinct racial differences, and we may talk in a, not hateful, but a, you know, a detrimental way towards the other race, it's not that deep, I don't think. It's just something we do. It's just part of it. And it's not personal or whatever. You know, I don't know. It's just part of the fabric. It's just part of the fabric of the culture back here. You know, we don't mean nothing by it. You know. You don't mean nothing by it by talking about hunkies and niggas. Niggers and hunkies, honkies. You know, it's just, hey. And I do believe, truly, that if it came down to it, you know, they got our back and we got theirs. When it comes down to, like they say, when aliens come and it's all of us against them, we're going to find out, we're going to realize just how close we are as one. As we are one species and racial lines and stuff go away. And I believe that too, about the racial tensions back here. It's like you get to know them, even though, you know, you're talking shit about them. And you may or may not feel this way, but some people, I think that like, some people really do have serious issue with race, racial differences, other races, and probably justifiably so, whatever justifiably means, you know, because everybody doesn't have the experience I have. And some people really have some deep experiences that, you know, are going to leave a long lasting effect. Not sure why I went down that street, because it's zoo day, damn it. It's zoo day. And me and granddaughter gonna do it. Of course, I'm gonna keep y'all posted. Of course, I tried to hook the cameras up on the stroller. Of course, I got everybody alerted. I'm ready. Get to this Hertz. Get the car. Get back home. Get dressed. As soon as I get off of here, I'm gonna check maps and see how long it's gonna take. You know, because you gotta check the, oh wow, I can zoom. I didn't know that. You gotta check traffic and stuff going. I didn't know you could zoom. Wow, that's what that little green button was there for. Zoom. See what? Watch. I can zoom. I didn't know. See, look at that. I can go like that, whatever that means. Not sure I like it, but it's there. Live and learn. Anyhow, swing on y'all two times on zoo day. Ouch! Swing on y'all two times. For me, for the funk. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in this or in any universe. Verse that ever was, is, or will be. It's the totality of it all. A theory of universe. A hypothesis of all is one. My name is Shepard.